Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. I am Sprongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And it is Heart to Heart, my family. I'm excited about it. Give you the sounds of Kolim Kwango, and that's how we say hello to you on this awesome Thursday. Today, I am Lukom Kwedi Puti. Remember that on Tuesday, she was Sibongile Mofokeng. And so on today, it's a Thursday, and I am Lukom Kwedi Puti. And I'm excited to kickstart the show. Talking to Sir Obedient Chauke, who's the Operational Specialist Complaints Resolution at the Umbert, the Tax Umbert to be specific. The Tax Umbert office, and he's on the line with me. Sir, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you? And good afternoon to the listeners.
Welcome, Tate Obedient. It's so awesome to always talk to your office, guys. There's something that we learn, we are empowered, we are encouraged. And some of us, where taxes are concerned, we are like now in the clear. We're like, oh, okay, now I know. I know my rights. So thank you for always making that time as the office of the Umbert. The Tax Umbert office to talk to us on these matters. But before we even talk about today's monthly tax, the monthly newsletter that the Tax Umbert is now has now published and is publishing. Before we get to that, for somebody who's hearing about the Tax Umbert, who is the Tax Umbert? What are we talking about when we're saying you guys are the office of the Tax Umbert? What do you do?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. So when you ask who's the Tax Umbert, the Tax Umbert is the office that is appointed to assist the taxpayers with the complaints against the SARS. So it has to be a complaint against SARS. So our mandate, we review complaints regarding service, procedural and administrative matters. And we are also mandated to also review the systemic issues. The systemic issues, we look at the underlying cause of the complaint, which affects many taxpayers. So we are required to first get an approval from the Minister of Finance, from Treasury, in order for us to do that. We do have identified systemic issues that we already identify after we have done the investigation. I will give one example of the identified issue where the taxpayers are not required to first exhaust the SARS internal complaint resolution. Mm. However, they can come straight to us to lodge the complaint. It is delay in the payment of a refund. We know there is a different turnaround times when it comes to the payment of a refund by SARS. So if you submit your return and then SARS takes more than 72 hours to pay the refund, you are welcome to contact our office and then we'll intervene and we'll assist you, unless if there is an audit or verification. So audit and verification has a different turnaround time. The verification has 21 working days. Audit, it has 90 business days where SARS will issue the audit report. But if it's a verification after 21 days, if you don't get your refund, please, you can contact our office. We will be able to intervene and assist you. So the complaints that we deal with is against SARS. Yes.
They are against SARS. Okay. Yes. I also love the campaign, or the slogan of the new campaign, Smart Taxpayer, Do the Right Thing. We are also encouraged to know our rights, but also know the obligations that we have as taxpayers. Be smart taxpayers.
That's our campaign. We are trying to reach to all the taxpayers to be a smart taxpayers, so that they know their rights and obligations. They know when to act. Yeah. Because some taxpayers, you find that they end up paying the incorrect tax amount to SARS because they don't know their rights. They don't know their obligations. Mm. The people who know their obligations know what to do all the time.
So now, why did the Office of the Tax Umbert publish the monthly newsletter? And what are you hoping to achieve through it? I mean, we've been hearing you on radios and everywhere else, but now a newsletter?
Yeah, you know, we have been quiet, and it seems like most of the people, they are not aware about our office. So the main aim for the newsletters, we want to be transparent and open with taxpayers. It's our way of showing what we are working on, what issues are picking up, as I indicated, with the identify systemic and how we are trying to fix them. And we also want to help people understand, as you mentioned earlier on, their rights and responsibilities or their obligation when it comes to tax.
Yeah.
Because most of the taxpayers, they don't know their rights, they don't know their obligation. I will give one right, for example. You know, when you are not happy with the assessment that is issued by SARS, you do have an option to object. It's your right. That right you have it, you need to exercise it. But for at the end of the day, you know, the main aim of these newsletters, it's about building trust, improving communication, and making sure that people feel supported and informed when it comes to their tax affairs. You know, it's very sad. It's like a child who doesn't have parents. When you are bullied on the street, you don't know where to go.
Hey,
but we are coming as a parent to the taxpayer to say, if they bully you,
we are here
to help you. Yeah.
And I've heard that sometimes people are bullied. Well, when you hear the word SARS, you're already bullied before they even say anything to you. You feel overwhelmed. You're like, you're SARS. So I think people need to know their rights as well. But why is it so important for taxpayers to file their tax returns early with SARS?
Okay, filing your return early, it makes your life easy. For example, if you owe SARS or if SARS owes you, they will be able to pay your refund on time and you will get your matters resolved quickly. And if you have any issues with SARS, you are able to interact with SARS to get your matter resolved on time. And you will avoid the penalties and missing the deadline. And then the other thing, it will give you a peace of mind. It helps you to plan your financial finances better for the rest of the year. Because just imagine if everything is in order, you know, come the opening day of finances, you file your return. It's a one stress off. In a way, you remove it. So you know now you are planning for the next year. So it helps the taxpayer out to make their life easy.
Tatani Makamu says, I am an anaspongile moyini kufuka, ifukile tatani inkomu. And he says, please tell tax ombudsman that we are not listeners, but we are family, and they welcome you to the family obedient. So,
thank you.
so they don't want you to say they are listeners, but to say they are family. I've done that.
Even to me, I will be a family member. I want to join this family.
But now, Sir Obedient, what types of complaints does the Office of the Tax Ombud typically receive during this season? I know it's the tax season right now. So what kind of complaints do you receive?
Okay, I'm not going to go in details. I'll give you the few examples. I did spoke about the delay in the payment of a refund. It's one of the examples of the complaint that we are receiving. And then the other thing, because it's during filing season, most of the taxpayers, they receive the assessment and they don't understand why they are owing. We have noticed that SARS failed to explain properly why they are owing. Others, they will tell them when they request the request for reason, they will just say, we don't owe, whereas this or that on the account. So it's some of those type of complaints. If I in profile hijacking, we do receive them, and also the identity theft. Lots of people, they have lost their ID, and if you look at their profile at SARS now, they are owing because somebody is using that ID for employment. And when you report to police, you report to SARS, you are not getting any help. If you have such case, you can come to us to say, I have done 1, 2, 3, and then we'll be able to intervene and communicate with SARS and see how best we can assist you.
How bad is the hijacking during the season? The profile,
It sort of increased during this period because most of people who lost their ID or who are not aware that their return is submitted, they will go to SARS, they want to file. That's when they will realize that somebody already has submitted their return. If there is a refund, already the refund was paid to the fraudulent bank account. So we tend to receive more during this time than during the other time of the year.
Yeah, okay, but it is understandable because this is the time when now refunds are made and people are getting back what's theirs, and it's easy for them to just hijack that profile now. And I think in the previous months, we have been warning our family members on how they can protect their profiles. as well on their e-filings as well. But one advice before we proceed with the newsletter as well, what advice on how they can protect, just to remind them?
You know, SARS have introduced the authentication factors.
Yeah.
So it's two factors. There's another one which they send OTP. The other one, they want you to have your phone so that they authenticate the profile before you log in.
Okay.
I will advise the taxpayers to say, please check the OTP. If you see that you did not log into e-filing, rather go and check and report to SARS if somebody is trying to access your profile. But don't share your information with the taxpayer. Even if the taxpayer comes, the tax representative comes to you now and say you have a refund, SARS owes you. I would also like to remind taxpayers, SARS doesn't owe you. The only time they will owe you is when you submit your return. You submit the return or you authorize somebody to submit your return to SARS. That's when you will be able to see whether SARS owes you or not. But before the return is issued or auto assessment is issued or you didn't submit, SARS cannot owe you money. So the taxpayers need to be aware. And please keep your personal information, your login information confidential. Don't just give whoever to go and access your profile. Because tomorrow, the same people you entrust with your personal information is
the ones who log in.
Go to your profile to try and defraud SARS and to enrich themselves.
So make sure that your documents are safe on you and you only have those you really trust. They won't. Hey, but lau juta, wait. So be careful. But why would somebody just go to anyone, anywhere? You know, somebody who's not trustworthy to just do their e-filing. That is like really dangerous. It's like giving somebody your PIN code for your banking details or your bank card. All right, Ntate Obedient, just wait a sec. Let's hold it right there and then do this and coming back to you.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian Radio.
You are on 657 AM. This is where you're at. Heart to Heart is with you, with me, Swangile Mofokeng, sitting in for Lukomkwedi Puti. Yeah, okay, we did it vice versa. She said in for me, I'm sitting in for her, for Lukomkwedi Puti. And yes, I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. And I'm not alone. I am with Sir Obedient Chauke. And do remember, my family, that he is the operational specialist. The dealing with complaints resolution at the Tax Ombud office. And we're talking about the Tax Ombud monthly newsletter. A family member, Ntate Obedient, says, Ntate Makamu says, Manana Spongile, please, can I have their numbers? I would like to talk to the Ombud. There's a lot I would like to talk to the Ombud about. Which numbers do we give him?
He can call me direct. I can give him my number.
Mm-hmm.
067.
Yes, sir.
591.
Mm-hmm.
2203.
All righty then. So a WhatsApp or a call?
Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah, he can WhatsApp me.
Okay.
I will call him back. And then the toll free, we also have a toll free number, but this one goes to our contact center.
Okay.
It's 0800.
Mm-hmm.
662.
Mm-hmm.
837.
Alrighty then. Tatani Makamu, I will type them into your WhatsApp, but I'm just going to say these for, I don't know, and they're obedient. Should I give your numbers to others as well? Is it fine? If they would, they have
a
complaint.
I would prefer if they want to lodge a complaint, they first try the 0800.
All right.
But should they have any challenges, they can call you.
Then they can call you on your number.
Yeah.
So, Tatani Makamu, please, you can try, if you're lodging a complaint, you can try to call the toll free number, and then only if you are experiencing challenges, then you can call Tatani Obedience on his numbers as well. But otherwise, you can start trying the toll-free number. I've just sent that 0800-662-837. 0800-662-837. So we spoke about the newsletter and taxpayers' rights. So the newsletter also highlights taxpayers' rights. Let's go back again and find out the importance of taxpayers knowing and being aware of their rights. Why?
You will agree with me. If you know your rights, it gives you confidence as a taxpayer and also as an individual. It helps you stand your ground if something doesn't feel right. It also keeps SARS accountable because you will know where they are doing things wrong and you will be able to approach them and raise the issue. And it will create respect from how they treat you. They will treat you with respect as a taxpayer. When people understand their right and responsibility, they are more likely to comply properly. And if something goes wrong, as I indicated, they know where to go. We are here to help them. They can turn to our office for assistance, and then we'll assist them. It's one of their rights to lodge a complaint if they are they're feeling aggrieved by SARS or if SARS is failing to provide service to them.
And people would just take it anyhow and receive any kind of treatment if they do not know their rights, only to find that their rights are being trampled upon. But because of them not being aware, then it goes south. People will get these on the monthly newsletter as well. They would know if they find out, if they read the newsletter, they will find out more about their rights, right?
Yes. We also have a compilation of taxpayers' rights and obligations. So we have highlighted most of the taxpayers' rights. So if they go to our website and download the compilation, they will be able to find all their rights.
But which specifically, which taxpayer rights right now are most relevant during this period, the tax period that we are going through, and who should taxpayers pay attention to, or why should the taxpayers pay attention to them as well, these ones?
Okay. Yeah, right now the taxpayer's right is to get a clear and timely informed about their tax matters. Here we refer to SARS. It's their right to have that information, to be told after they have submitted their return, what is the outcome. And also, if they are not in agreement, what is the remedies available. So usually when they issue the notice of assessment, at the bottom, they do write the remedies. What is the recourse the taxpayer has if it's aggrieved? As a taxpayer, you also have a right to quality service. So when you submit your whatever query to SARS, SARS need to treat you with professional, and they need to respond to your query within the time frame. So we do have a different time frame. So for taxpayers to know the time frames of any query, there is a service chat on the SARS website where they can visit so that they know when to expect the response on their submission. And they also have a right to representation if they want a tax representative to represent them, or a tax practitioner, and also a legal representation. But legal representation, it depends where the matter is, where you need the legal representation. You also have a right to know when the matter is closed, because you can't submit something and you don't get any closure, as I indicated before. As I indicated, that you also have a right to challenge any decision if it's submitted. There are auto assessments that are being issued. You don't understand what's going on. You have a right to approach that, to say, can you please explain to me what's going on? What does this mean when you say there's a negative or there's a positive on your assessment? And during this period, you know there's a delay sometimes where SARS is not adhering to the time frame. As I indicated, one of the rights is to make sure that you get service within the prescribed time frame. And errors do happen. Inquire about those errors and make sure that they get corrected within the prescribed time frame.
Okay, then. Yeah, that's why we need to know our rights. But we understand there's an office of the Tax Umbuts mall activation happening. Or is it this week? Is it this week? Is it happening this week?
As I'm speaking, I'm at the Pavilion Mall.
Oh, my word. So tell us, can you share more details about this, the purpose, why Durban was chosen? How much you make a little turning activation?
We were at Mainland Mall last month, and we did announce. But I don't know. I will check with our communication division. When are we going to do the other one? Obviously, we will communicate. I will talk to the communication people to also inform you when we have the mall activation around Joburg. But the one that I'm certain about it is next month.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to Polokwane around the 12th and the 13th.
So the Polokwane people. So people are close to the Mall of the North, or those needing help from the Tax Umbuts, can just visit the mall next month.
Yes.
Okay.
So the idea, for this mall activation is to obviously to educate people about the tax rights and duties, to give them direct access to our services.
Yeah.
If they want to lodge a complaint with us, they can lodge a complaint with us, and we also promote fairness in the tax administration. We also want to hear from the public so we can improve. So we choose Durban because we were here last year, and we received a good turnout, and we have realized that still there are a lot of people who doesn't understand, and there are a lot of businesses who are owing or who have issues with SARS. They don't know where to turn it to. So we came here again just to try and reach to every person or taxpayer who has tax issues with SARS to come to us, so that we provide service on the spot and we are able to lodge a complaint and assist them.
So we spoke about the 0800 toll-free number where we can get hold of the Tax Umbud office. How do we also do... Are there other platforms where we can get hold of the Tax Umbud?
Yeah, we also have an international number for international caller, which is 012-431-9105. I'm going to repeat the number, 012-431-9105. We also have an email address, which is complaint@taxumbud.gov.za. Taxpayers can also visit our website, which is www.taxumbud.gov.za. We also have a physical address. Our office is in Pretoria, for those who are staying in Pretoria, if they want to visit us.
Mm.
We are at second floor main lane corner in Pretoria main lane.
Mm.
And then social medias, we are also available on X, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Taxpayer can just search for Tax Umbud SA. They will find us.
All righty then. Can you repeat the number again? 012-431?
431-9105. 012-431-9105.
Wow. Sir Obedient, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. It means Ziyabuya Durban. Ziyabuya Durban. You're sounding so good. Gumnande Durban. And now
they are busy trying to help.
Yeah. And now I understand why the activation was in Menlyn. Now la re kolota, buang gape mo Pretoria. Come back to Pretoria. There's Queenswood. Yeah, there's Queenswood. There's Kilner Park. There's Pretoria. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. So you were at Menlyn Mall because you're close to Menlyn Mall.
Yes. No, we will arrange for other malls surrounding Pretoria because we have realized that there are a lot of people in Pretoria that need our services. So we will do our best to reach to everyone.
Wow. Thank you so much, and all of the best in Durban. May God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you.
And yes, my family. Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And yes, my family, that is Sir Obedient Chauke. And he is, of course, the operational specialist dealing with complaints resolution in the or at the Tax Umbud office. And we were talking about the Tax Umbud monthly newsletter, what it has. You want to know more about your tax rights? You want to know more about all of that? It's available on their newsletters. You want to lodge complaints against SARS, you've been treated unfairly, you can visit the Tax Umbud's office. But do remember that you can call them on 0800 662 0800-662-837. It's 0800-662-837. Alternatively, their office number directly, 012-431-9105. 012-431-9105. You can also lodge your complaints at complaints@textumbud.gov.za. Alternatively, visit their website at textumbud.gov.za. Find out more about your rights, find out more about how to lodge complaints and everything. But yeah, it's the tax season time. Let's make sure that we are, as they call us, smart taxpayers. We do the right thing. We pay our taxes.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.